Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2009 Do It With Drupal Seminar. This year's event takes place December 9th, 10th, and 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers, and hear from experts in emerging technologies and the social web. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Adrian Asso, and I'm a senior developer at Development Seed. My main project is Drupal-based hosting system named Eiger, which essentially takes all the hard work out of maintaining lots of Drupal sites. What Eiger is about is it's about automating all of the tedious things that happen when you want to create a new site, when you want to upgrade a site to a new version, by scripting as much of it as possible and being as intelligent as possible about providing like reliable rollbacks and like failure testing and all those kinds of things about your system. It helps to think about install profiles as applications based on the Drupal framework and sites being instances of those applications. That what Eiger allows you to do is it allows you to roll out as many instances of those applications as you want to. An example would be Open Atrium. You could drop Open Atrium into Eiger and host as many intranet systems as you possibly want to. And it will also help you keep those systems up to date and manage backups and all of those related system tasks.
How does it do that in terms of like keeping things up to date? How, I mean, usually the upgrade process for a Drupal site is, you know, pretty evolved process. So how does Eiger help in that?
Okay, so there's two ancillary problems relating to upgrading Drupal. Firstly, there's build management, which is essentially something Eiger you need to do manually still, which means you still have to have a subversion repository or a Git repository, hopefully not CVS if you're remotely intelligent, where you keep all the modules that you're going to be using, you keep your install profiles, you keep all of the files related to your system. So when you release a new version, you basically check this out to a new directory, you tell Eiger where it is, and it'll go and pick up which modules are available, which install profiles, and then when you go to your site, you'll be able to migrate it from one platform, which is a Drupal directory with the related files, to another platform. Now what Eiger is doing in the background is it's doing a full backup and then redeploying the site on another platform. So what that means is that at any point if the deployment goes wrong, the original site remains untouched. So it has a very full, very reliable fallback to the existing site. So you can solve problems before they actually break your site. What this also means is that you have the ability to clone sites and to have multiple instances of sites and all of those related things because of how the architecture is built. So Eiger basically like automates the bit where you have to like remove all the modules, like update the files, like set the site to maintenance mode, go to update.php, run all the updates, like start adding your modules back again, re-enabling them all and trying to figure out if it's still working.
So if it eliminates that, do you do all that on a staging server then? Or what is the process of updating it? Is it a click of a button or what is it?
It's essentially a click of a button. All you do is you extract or copy the files to a new directory. You add a new node telling it where to find it. And then you go to the site, click on the migrate tab, and you choose where to migrate it to and hit submit. And that's it.
And so is Eiger designed for sort of like big companies to run a lot of, spin off a lot of sites quickly, or an individual developer who needs to start up a new Drupal site, or who's the sort of intended?
Eiger is basically, its existence is based on the fact that almost every Drupal company of various sizes, they all have their custom deployment scripts. And I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that we keep on doing all this work and everyone's doing the same stuff and no one's centralizing it. So it's a central place to plug in all of those strange deployment needs with a very expressive like back-end API that allows you to do these things. So Eiger becomes useful the moment you have more than two Drupal sites. So it's also built so that it can be extended so people can build their own hosting service. So, for instance, someone wants to provide hosted service such as Basecamp based on Open Atrium, they're going to be able to build their own using the components that are available without having to like do all the investments and doing all the technology and all the hosting stuff. It's just a tool to allow turnkey hosting of Drupal sites.
And it seems like Drush has been a pretty critical component of a lot of this Eiger stuff. Have you been working with Drush and extending it?
I'm one of the co-maintainers of the Drush project. And essentially, The majority of the new features in Drush 2.0 were originally developed in Aegir, because Aegir was essentially, the backend for Aegir was essentially a superset of Drush functionality. And during the Drush 2.0 development cycle, we started moving all that code back into Drush so that it's useful to all the commands that were built on Drush. Stuff like the update.php command in Drush and a whole bunch of those other things are originally Aegir code, including like the majority of the new functionality in Drush 2.0 was originally Aegir. So we've been using the Drush project as the linchpin and moving as much functionality as we can into it as makes sense, and trying to keep Aegir just about provisioning this, the services, like setting up the MySQL database, setting up the Apache configurations, and keeping it a clean separation like that.
And so what are some other sort of tripped out things are you doing with Drush in terms of like just optimizing your sort of maintenance tasks that you had to do?
Well, you might not know this, but in the API, Drush is actually distributed. I turned all of the Drush commands into REST API calls. So Drush commands can call each other, and they can also call each other across SSH pipes. So we're building the multi-server stuff now. So with Aegir, you can set up multiple servers running like your Drupal sites. So it actually does an SSH call using a key that you've set up, calls Drush on the other server, passes it some JSON, does the processing and returns the JSON and adds it to the data set. So with this, we're basically taking Drush out of the confines of just the server and making it a complete distributed, like Drupal-based, I'd like to say, operating system or web services layer. Another interesting thing is we're also, we donated a package for Debian of Drush. So pretty soon you're going to be able to apt-get Drush and then use Drush for all of these things. Using Aegir and Drush to build a proper apt-get system for Drupal that allows you to have multiple package sources so that you're going to be able to apt-get any module or any install profile with all dependencies that get fetched for it. And you're going to be able to pop up your own package sources. So for instance, these are my modules, and being able to manage builds that way.
And so it seems like you've also been working with Drupal 7 in terms of the installation API. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how some of that stuff that you've been working on Drupal 7 ties into the Aegir and Drush.
Okay, so Drupal 6 and Drupal 5, the install.php file was absolutely horrible to try and automate, because every time you turned around, it did a full exit statement, which basically exits out of the call stack, and there's no way that PHP can recover from that. So Acquia started refactoring install.php so you could include it and basically drive it. And I've been spending my time making install profiles more powerful and more expressive. As I mentioned before, if you consider install profiles an application built in the Drupal framework, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can't do in install profiles in Drupal 6 that just, it shouldn't be there. You should be able to, from an install profile, do a form alter and modify the code, or have install.install files with an install hook, have the update functions. So all of that stuff is now already in Drupal 7. And if you consider that almost every serious site, you end up having a glue code module, which is basically specific to the site that does all the tying together of all the various modules. As of Drupal 7, that's basically your install profile. You're going to be able to copy your module to the profiles directory, rename it, and that's going to become a fully featured install profile for you. So it's going to become far, far easier for people to write Drupal-based applications, which means that it's going to be far easier for people to write stuff like Open Atrium or Acquia Drupal or whatever. It's going to take less effort and it's going to be more well understood. And because all of this stuff already ties into, like, Aegir sees the Drupal installation, you're going to be able to spawn new instances of these. So basically, the changes that have been happening in install.php and the Drupal install system are all related in my view of the world to making Aegir more powerful by making Drupal more expressive.
And so that's what Dries meant when he said that installation profiles are now modules. And
yes, they basically, installation profiles are added to the system table. They have full access to all of the Drupal hooks. They're loaded all the time instead of just during install. And the only difference is that they have a handful of extra hooks that are related specifically to the install task manager. If I had more time, I would have removed the rest of the differences between them and made them more standard. There are a whole bunch of issues that you can see on the issue queue. The holding issue for all these tickets is something titled, fix some conceptual problems in install profiles and make them actually work. which I think a large part of it, the reason that install profiles haven't been picked up as much in the Drupal community is simply because the implementation has been broken. People haven't actually been using them properly because they're not very well documented, they're not very easy to use. So I've been trying to remove the obstacles so that we can have more Drupal distributions. And that, in the end, also ties into the entire small core movement. So by being able to build applications easily, if Drupal the CMS, which is the end product Drupal, can't be built as an install profile for Drupal the framework, we have to go back to the drawing board because it means our APIs are just broken inherently.
And so you were working on Eiger before you went to Development Seed. So what are some, are there any plans within Development Seed to be starting using this more with your clients, or what's sort of the future with Eiger?
Basically, Eiger is the second major iteration of a system I developed for Bright. I was one of the co-founders of Bright, and Bright was founded around the original iteration of the system called Hostmaster. So all of the lessons I learned in the 5 years I've been developing systems like this, I then integrated into the Eiger development so that it's properly distributed. It can handle like multiple versions of Drupal, multiple installed profiles, multiple locales, translations, and all of these things. And at Development Seed, we're using Eiger for production, but we're using Eiger to pop up instances of our products that we create. So it just depends on where we want to go with it. Eiger basically gives you the toolkit to create your own hosted service, but we're not running a hosted service at this point.
Okay, great. And is there any other things that you're sort of really excited about in terms of like this sort of code slush period or anything else that you want to try to get into to Drupal 7?
I'm working with Jacob Singh on the plugin manager code and getting that proper. I wrote a very scathing review of the code a few months ago and I kind of halted that project. So I think it's very useful for people, but in the use case for Eiger and for anything that manages code that's been in a subversion repository or something, the plugin manager won't work. So I need to make sure that Plugin Manager will work for end-user Drupal users, and it'll work well for them, but it won't actually break your system if you've got customized modules or if you're doing your build management on your own.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay.